Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle-working business, beloved. Well, I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, What Shall I Render Unto the Lord? We've been looking at Psalm 116 and learning some beautiful lessons from the Word of God, the experience of this psalmist. He doesn't give a lot of details, but the lessons that he's learned, the testimony, is very important for our lives as well. He asks, what shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits unto me? He asks that. That's the heart of the psalm, basically, in verse 12. And there are, first of all, let's look at his benefits. We looked at the fact that he hears us, a listening ear. He delivers us from death. Now, since the psalmist is not specific, that could have been a very serious physical illness, which could have resulted in death, or the death of anything else, the death of a loved one, perhaps, the death of a season in your life, the death of a relationship. There are many things that we go through in life that come to an end. In a sense, it's a form of death. And God delivers thou hast delivered my soul from death, verse 8, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. And thirdly, he gives us a bountiful treatment. God is loving and generous, and his grace and his mercy endure forever. He says in verse 11, now this could indicate some persecution. I said in my haste, he was upset, he was angry, and sometimes, you know, we can forgive more readily the sinners that hurt us, offend us, lie to us, but it's much harder in the household of faith, and unfortunately sometimes that happens, and it's deeply grievous, and it's very hard to get over. We can forgive, but the sense of injustice, the sense of iniquity sometimes is so overwhelming. He said, he was upset. He said in my haste, all men are liars. Listen, he had to be including the believers in Jehovah at that point in time. Men, beloved, will bitterly disappoint us. The psalmist apparently was. He was disappointed. He was hurt. But you know what? He found out, just as we can, that our faith in God never goes unrewarded. And this psalm encourages us, you and me, beloved. Some of you just feel like you're hanging on with your fingernails. He's encouraging us in this psalm, this saint of God, to hold on to God in faith, especially during the time of crisis. And sometimes you can feel so utterly alone. And sometimes that's when the greatest lessons are learned. The love of God, the faithfulness of God, the grace of God. And lastly, he gives us freedom from bondage. Praise God. What does he say? Verse 16, he's nearing the end of that psalm. He says, thou hast loosed my bonds. Praise God. He says, truly, I am your servant. So whatever are those, whatever bondages can be in our life, the bonds of sin, the bonds of doubt and unbelief, the bonds of fear, of self-hatred, of what, anger or suspicion in relation. If you've been hurt long enough, sometimes it's hard to trust others. But all of these bonds can be broken, this bondage, the enemy. If you've been hurt, you can be sure the enemy's going to do everything he can to keep you focused on that. Rather than, I mean, you may have forgiven, but sometimes it's hard to forget, but to go on in trust. So, beloved, we've been given liberty now because he has freed us. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We have the freedom to serve our great deliverer with gladness of heart because he has done this for us. We understand that from the Word of God, and so we have to believe that in faith, even if our emotions don't feel that way. So, just to summarize quickly, what are his benefits? He hears us, a listening ear, delivers us from death of every kind, spiritually, emotionally, physically. He gives us bountiful treatment, just like the father did for the prodigal son, killed the fatted calf. He had a party. Let's eat and be merry. And also, freedom from bondage. God has, whom the Son sets free, and we have been set free by the Son. By his stripes, we are healed, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, and in every way. Jesus didn't do just a partial job. Come on now. Let's not limit what the Lord came to do. He did. He paid it all. He did a complete work for us because he loved us so much. All right. Now, this brings us to the heart of this message and the heart of this psalm. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits? You know, there's things we can do for the Lord. First of all, what's the first commandment? Do you remember? Love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, thy soul, thy strength, thy mind, all everything. Loving him, that's number one. You can love him. You can pray to ask the Lord to help you to love him more. I do that. God's goodness stirs our hearts to love him more. That's how the psalm begins. Verse 1, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, that the God of heaven and earth would bend his ear to hear your supplication, your cry, your intercession for loved ones, for family, for situations. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. We willingly and with all of our hearts, voluntarily yield our hearts, our wills to him because he has loved our souls out of the chains of death. And beloved, because we believed on him, if anyone rejects Christ, well, there's only two places we're going to end up with our last breath. We're either going to be with God or we're going to be separated from God. There's only two places, and we don't want to be separated from him. That place of torment, which is reserved for Satan and his henchmen, his angels. God never meant that for man. And that's why he's not willing that any should perish, not one soul, but that all should come to repentance. All should believe on and receive this beautiful salvation that he's been given, that he's given to us freely. And so, number one, we will love him. And number two, we'll call upon him. That talks about prayer and fellowship. What does verse 2 say? As long as I live. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Why? Because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Hallelujah. God's graciousness prompts us to increased prayerfulness. When you see how much he loves you, how much he will answer prayer, and sometimes it's not always when or how we want it, but if you really know God, you understand that because his love is so great, he is going to answer your requests, fulfill your needs according to the best possible way that he knows is best for you. We all should be thankful God doesn't answer all the prayers we pray. Some of them are plain stupid. they would result in harm to us. But, you know, we grow, we learn. I mean, some of the things we may have asked of God, well, if we can remember back, he doesn't forget, we may have forgotten, but they, you know, that was coming out of our ignorance of God and ignorance of his word. And the more we get to know the Lord, the more skillfully and knowledgeably we will be able to pray. And so, the third point of what we can render to him is to really be at rest. That is an expression of faith, beloved. Verse 7 says, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me." We show our faith, our confidence, and trust in God by resting our souls completely in Him. This is what God wants us to do. Jesus said as much. It's recorded in Matthew 11th chapter, verses 28 and 29. He extends this invitation, this beautiful call, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke." He's talking, you know, then they had beasts of burden, what? Cows, cattle, that would be yoked together to pull the weight of the burden, the wagon, whatever. "Take my yoke upon you." So you're not alone. He's there. He's a yoke fellow with you. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." I should say the Holy Spirit. He's there with us. Jesus is in heaven. He's given us the Holy Spirit to be our friend right here. And he's just like Jesus. "And ye shall find rest unto your soul." Okay, let me read that all again. "Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls." You know, there's a place in God, beloved, we don't have to worry about anything. That's a place of rest in God, which we need to strive to enter in. We rest not in our works, but from them. We which have believed do enter into rest. That's what Hebrews 4:1-3 says. "Let us therefore fear." Let us be concerned. Let's worry, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. So God wants us to be at peace. And Father, right now in the closing moments, I pray for a spirit of rest and peace, resting in the Lord. Every care, every anxiety, and we cast our burdens upon you, Lord, because you care for us. Praise God. The prayer was simple and short, but heartfelt. And I trust that you'll be able to do that in your day-to-day walk. Thank you for joining me, and we have yet more to share on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with me. If not, always feel free to go to our website. The broadcasts are archived there for your convenience. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.